This morning we're going to talk Cass County Relay for Life. Carol Schuler with us this morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Well, good. It seems to be that the Relay for Life is a later this year, but everything was affected last year, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Everything's affected, and everything's a little different this year as we come and plan for it.
Doesn't mean it's any worse or anything. Nope. It just means we just have a little bit of different timing on this year. Mm-hmm. Hopefully the weather will be great.
Hopefully it will.
When's it coming up now? Real soon?
Yes, it's coming up Sunday, August 15th at the Atlantic High School. We will be taking registration that evening at 4:30 and then have Hy-Vee will provide a dinner for survivors, sponsors, and teams inside because of some construction up at the track and that area up at the high school. So we'll be inside for everything except the survivor's lap this year.
A Sunday?
Absolutely. We thought a little change up would be good, and maybe some people that couldn't come another night might be able to come on Sunday late afternoon.
Yeah, well, it's an opportunity. It's kind of a last blast before we get back to school and all those other things that we enjoy so much in the fall, right?
Absolutely. We need a celebration to kick off that back to school.
Yeah. Have you had good participation now this year, because a lot of the work has been done ahead of time?
Right. A lot of participation is from the teams. Mm-hmm. So we have teams that have been fundraising even before COVID, because some of those teams were planning on it last year when we weren't able to have it. So yeah, we've had some great fundraising and different fundraising, you know, a lot of things done virtually.
It's kind of entrenched itself over time, hasn't it? People are thinking about it all year long.
Yes, I had calls in June when it should have been held and said, aren't we? And of course we couldn't. We wanted everybody to be safe. So I think people look forward to it.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about how people can be involved yet. Is there still time?
Yes, there's always time. There's always time to make a contribution, of course. And that can be made by, calling me or sponsoring. Come up and see what's going on. The Survivor Dinner is for teams, community supporters, and sponsors. And anybody who can help with that, you know, support that in any way with a financial donation or their actual physical person being there. Cancer is a lonely journey. And sometimes being able to do something, even if it's not for your particular friend or survivor, but doing it for everybody in general. It's a community coming together to support survivors.
Well, and there's a solemn part of the evening typically, but really it's meant to be more of a celebration of success.
Absolutely. We celebrate. In fact, we sing Happy Birthday. Chris Parks had to sing that one year.
Uh-oh.
With me. Yeah. And we sing Happy Birthday and we celebrate another birthday for those cancer survivors. So it is a celebration of another year of good health and going on.
You know, we sometimes forget about the successes. When you actually get a chance to experience something like an event like this, and you see how many survivors there are, you know, those are successes.
Absolutely. And you know, successes mean they have had that health and that year, and we all need to celebrate that so that we can pat them on the back, I guess would be.
Yeah, and it's not just the survivors, but anyone who cares about them.
Well, caregivers go through a lot, too. We've had our survivor ceremony this year. Cam Video Media Class has put together an awesome video that we will be showing. And that video does include team members, survivors, caregivers, and those who've been affected with cancer. And most of us know, one of us have been affected with cancer one way or another.
Absolutely. A lot of volunteers to coordinate an event like this. Has the volunteerism been strong behind the scenes?
Very much so. In fact, our committee actually met during COVID virtually, of course. But, you know, everybody's anxious to get out there and do something again. And this is just something you can do. So it's been fun getting back together and bringing together the committee and bringing together the people who are active in this.
Yeah, you bet. Well, let's talk about the night specifically.
Okay.
What type of things will they experience there?
Okay, it's going to be shortened because we want to make sure that everybody's safe. So at 4:30, everyone's welcome to come in and register. Survivors, bring a friend. Teammates are welcome to come in. Teams are asked to come and register and have a free meal provided by Hy-Vee. And all of them will come together into the commons area at the high school. 5 or 5:15, we'll have dinner, and then we will have an indoor ceremony for everyone who's inside. And again, we're wanting those teams to be able to support those survivors and caregivers who come together. About 6:30, we think we'll go outside for the lap, and of course, anyone can come up and just cheer on those people who are taking a lap around the finished part of the parking lot up at the high school.
You've done a lot of outreach to folks who are cancer survivors in the area, but if there is someone out there who maybe hasn't been contacted for whatever reason and they'd like to participate, They still can?
They still can. They can walk up to the door the night of relay, or they can give Don Marnin a call. Don's telephone number is 249-4773, and let him know that you're coming. What we do then is we read every cancer survivor's name as they take that lap around the parking lot. And again, we just want to celebrate who can come. Absolutely. If you're a walk-in, we'd love to have you.
Yeah. Well, and in addition to the survivors being a part of that too, there's also the somber part of that. Are you doing that again this year?
Yes, we are. We always have a few moments where you can purchase a pennant in honor or in memory of someone. And those we've lost with cancer, we do have a ceremony as we step outside, we hope, if it's a nice day. We release the doves of hope. And so those doves can fly into the universe. And it does make us remember, so maybe say a little prayer, and thank God for our luck of having cancer and maybe not being able to, of course, celebrate those who have come through it.
Yeah. And the night is—it's not just about raising money. That's a big part of it, of course.
Sure.
But it's different than it was when these types of events started years ago. It's not so much about pledging so much per lap and those kinds of things. So much of the money is raised in advance, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't still take an opportunity to experience that at least once or twice, so you kind of see what the event is about. Even though the money might not specifically be raised by activities that evening, it's about being part of the bigger community.
I think it is a community coming together to support those cancer survivors, because whether you make a donation or you don't, you need to be able to kind of put your arms around it and say, I have a friend that has cancer, but I can't do anything about that. I can't fix her. But it does give you an opportunity to come together and kind of feel that good camaraderie that people have for each other, especially in our community. It's a wonderful, Cass County is wonderful to support this kind of thing.
Yeah, well, and as human beings too, you can keep things at arm's reach and believe that it's not an issue for you. But once you get together with groups of folks like this who've had firsthand experience as humans again, that kind of changes your perspective pretty quickly.
And I think people would be surprised. Come on up and pat people on the back. And I think you'll be surprised at how many of those people you know.
Yeah.
And it makes a big difference in their lives as they continue to, work toward a cure.
Yeah. We should stress, too, this is a Cass County event. It's, of course, held here in Atlantic. It has to be held somewhere, but it's not an Atlantic event.
No, absolutely not. We have Cass County wide. We also have a lot of people from other counties, mm-hmm. the surrounding counties that come in and participate. Everyone's welcome. We just want it to be a good, positive, motivational night, and we invite you to come up and see what it's all about.
Yeah, financially, you were on a good roll there for a long time with good numbers of dollars coming in to help the cancer research effort. We've had that reset now with mm-hmm. that year off. How have things been looking on that side coming back from that?
Well, with ours, we're down a little bit, but at the same time, the American Cancer Society also had a low fundraising year because of COVID. Mm-hmm. And so, they're all working hard to support that. So if we have to start again at a little bit lower amount, we're okay with that. We just want people to come together and celebrate.
But we have, 11 days between now and then? A lot of time to make it up.
We do. We do have a bank night coming up. The bank night is a night when teams and anyone can come together, and they drop off their fundraising money ahead of time, and that's Wednesday, August 11th. And so that's coming up, and that gives us an opportunity to kind of figure out where we stand and what we're doing, and it gives the folks who can't come an opportunity to drop off their fundraising efforts.
Absolutely. Well, it's a wide-ranging effort. The fingers reach a long way when it comes to an event like this, and it looks like a lot of folks are getting involved once again this year. Anything else we missed that we need to toss in this morning for the cause?
I think just those two dates, bank night, Wednesday, August 11th, at the Iowa State Extension office this year, different place, 4:30 to 5:30, and then come on up to Relay on Sunday, August 15th,
all right.
4:30 in the evening.
Very good. Easy enough. Just swing on by. And if you hadn't made a donation yet, maybe you haven't run into one of those fundraising events ahead of time. I don't know how you couldn't. But if you haven't, you can always drop some money off there that day, too.
Thank
Excellent.
You.
Very good. Carol, thanks for coming in. Thanks for all the effort that you and the volunteers put forth to make this happen.
It's fun. And thanks for having us.